Pearson. I'm the executive director of Veterans for Peace. And I just so happened to be coming by. I didn't even know this was happening. I missed the announcement that Tim gave last night. Really, the only thing I want to say, number one is, since I was a young man, or I should say, since I was a child, I knew of the conflict in Israel-Palestine, and I could see the injustice of what was going on there. And as a kid, I always thought of it in terms of being an African-American person and having my people brought from Africa to this nation and not really having a place that we could call our own, per se, and the struggle that black people had to go through in order to obtain a certain level of justice and citizenship. And I saw that same struggle and see that same struggle for the people of Palestine. Another thing, as a Christian, I was taught to respect all people. And I don't see that respect taking place. And I don't see my so-called Christian brothers and sisters of this country demanding that people across the globe be treated equally and fairly. So those are the kinds of things I think about when I look at the struggle taking place in Palestine. And that's the reason I'm here on this corner with you today, to stand in solidarity against what's happening. And I guess the last thing I want to say is that as a soldier, having been sent to fight against Iraq, and I know that we're being used, soldiers today are being used to fight in the struggle really against Islam. And that's something that has to be stopped, and I will continue to stand up against that. So I will be out here as much as I can as part of the struggle. And Veterans for Peace has passed many resolutions standing against the occupation of Palestine and standing with the people of Palestine.